This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week we are featured, pleased to feature a couple of good guests this week. Terry Miller, representing the U of I Extension Office, see, I remember it, is here.
Good.
And Lindsay Wagahoff from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation is here as well. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tobin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good morning.
Terry, it's been a while. Lindsay, it has been a while. And
yes.
It's nice to have you guys back, or ladies back. And we are here to talk about the Economic Development Corporation. And Lindsay, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the corporation.
Well, today we are here to talk about our big event that's coming up on October 23rd. It's called the Montgomery County Summit. It's an event being sponsored by the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, U of I Extension, the City of Litchfield Economic Development Office, Lincoln Land Community College, and Ameren, Illinois. So we're very excited to have this kind of networking speaker featured event coming up here in just a couple weeks, so it's not far off.
Tell us a little bit about the summit and what's this all about? What does this consist of?
Well, at the summit this year, we're going to have a speaker from the village of Potosi, Wisconsin. It's the mayor, Frank Forenza. We tell the story about the Potosi Brewing Company and how Potosi, Wisconsin, a town of 700, has essentially spawned into some great economic development through some collaboration and cooperation of the community and its leaders. And so we're focusing on that. We've got a little networking hour that starts the evening around 6 o'clock, and then our speaker starts around 7. So we're hoping that some people, you know, come out and network and then listen to the story of this town of 700 people.
And that's funny because you mentioned 700 people, and that, if the thick of things here, that's the size of, well, it's a little less than Irving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, it's about the same size as Irving. It's a little less than Raymond. I mean, it just, the point is, it's possible, and anything is possible.
Yeah, I think it'll be inspiring to those who attend to see that just about, you know, every community in our county can do this.
Mm-hmm.
If a town of 700 can get together and they say, you know, we need to do something,
mm-hmm.
we need to make a change, we need to evaluate what we have, and in this case, they had an abandoned brewery. Mind you, it was burned out, and it was in pretty rough shape. So, I mean, they were starting all the way at the bottom. I mean, really had to determine, can we even save this historic structure? And as a community, they decided, yes, we want to save this historic structure, but we also want to bring value. We want to do something that's going to help our community not only survive, because at that point they're in survival mode,
right?
But thrive. And as a community, they developed a plan and an idea. And because they had this plan and they worked together in a collaborative effort between private and public interests, between the city and the people, they made it happen. It didn't happen overnight, and it was hard fought. And you'll find that out when you hear Frank speak. But it can be done. Any community in Montgomery County can do it.
I mean, you look at Hillsboro in general. You look at the downtown area. There's work being done. I mean, who would have thought the Sherman's building? I mean, it's been sitting in its condition for a long time. It's now starting to see TLC. Eagles Inc., well, that's a whole other ball game.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, next month or November, those buildings are going to start coming down.
Yep.
And you're going to start seeing that area get cleaned up here. So, I mean, it takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it takes a long time. And there's a lot of red tape you have to go through, whether a person likes it or not, and that's with anything, whether it's a business or anything. You've got to go through the city council. You got to go through zoning, potentially. I mean, there's a lot to go through.
Well, you mentioned Eagles Inc., and that's been 10 years in the making, just to get the buildings.
Has it been that long?
Yeah,
really?
Close to it, yeah. Just to get the buildings to come down, which, I mean, we were very excited about that was able to get the funding to do that. But it's a long process, and it's not an overnight, this just happens. I mean, that was years in the making, years of trying to get that to happen. And so hopefully they should start doing some stuff in November. You'll really start to see action more in December, because in November there'll be a lot of prep work as part of the construction, which is just sort of expected.
Right.
But, you know, it's that idea that process is there, and then it takes time and working together to make things happen. And that's how that Eagles Inc. essentially happened. But that's what's so great about the Village of Potosi's story is that, you know, they knew it would take time. They knew it wouldn't be easy. And they knew, mm-hmm. you know, along the way, there's going to be setbacks. That's just how it works. That's life. Changes happen.
Right, absolutely.
And Amy, we have them in our everyday lives. You know, you think you're going to be at work at 7:30. Well, sure enough, you hit the train, and guess what? You're there at 7:45.
Trains?
You know?
Wait a minute. What? Where
trains,
are these?
Which are, by the way, really great for economic
where are these,
right.
Where
I do
are
like
these trains.
Trains
you but, referred to.
You know what I mean?
Everybody knows.
But, you know, so, I mean, it's.
I knew Raymond was tough, but come on.
I actually don't have any trains on my way to work.
I'm kidding.
But it's that idea that
Zinni
you know,
Held
you have
will probably
those
be
setbacks.
Calling me in a minute saying, what the heck are you doing? No.
But so you know, I mean, they were prepared for those things and they just sort of went with it as it came, and they have some really neat interesting aspects to their story that make the story what it is. And so when Chris Casey from Extension and I actually heard Mayor Frank talk when we were up in Peoria mm-hmm. at a conference back in March. And Chris went to the session first. It was kind of a breakout session. And he comes to me and he's like, I think you need to go to this one. I think we found our speaker. I'm like, okay. So I go and you sit there and you're like, yeah, like this is it. Because it's so easy to relate to. Mm-hmm. And they have so many fascinating parts of their story that it sort of like keeps you engaged because you're like, wow. I mean, the things that they were able to do. I mean, they were able to obtain the National Beer Museum before their building was even complete. They actually house the National Beer Museum.
Yeah, it's not in you know, St. Louis.
Right.
And it's not in Milwaukee. It's in this little town.
Which they
and
actually.
That's something right there. I mean, that's huge.
70,000 people a year.
Yeah,
how many?
Well, 70,000 people a year come through
that National Beer Museum.
National Beer Museum, according to Mayor Frank.
Wow.
Yeah,
they actually had to compete with Milwaukee and St. Louis
for it.
Mm-hmm. And they won because of a plan that they had developed. So I mean,
their plan was
and their
the best
story.
Plan.
And when he tells the story about how
that
happened,
a bad day
it's
in
awesome.
St. Louis history. Yeah, we have this beer museum locked and.
I think they're doing
we
all
lost
right.
it. Well,
I think
you lost
they're
it
doing
to Milwaukee.
Okay.
That's fine. No, we didn't lose it to Milwaukee. No. Potosi. How many people? 700. What? You know, I can hear
right.
that one.
They're looking at the map.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Potosi, Wisconsin. For those that don't know, what type of town does this kind of relate to? Is it more like Witt Irving? Is it like Raymond? Is it like Hillsboro? I mean, do they have... Is it interstate accessible, like Litchfield? What does this kind of relate to?
I would say it's more of our rural communities, not right off the interstate. I would say you're probably more correct in putting it in with, you know, Witt or Irving. I would say that's probably more accurate. There's a okay. highway, but it's not sitting right on a major exit from an interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of your rural base. They don't have a lot of big things right around them.
Okay, so this is not like a college town, a rural college town type thing that's near a university or
no,
anything.
No, I mean,
like.
It really has. It just mirrors a lot of our communities, mm-hmm. and that's why he's
okay.
perfect to speak to us because
absolutely,
they really the thing they had was this historic brewery
mm-hmm.
that they could hang their hat on, and if they'd had a larger urban center closer, they may have chose a different plan.
And you mentioned planning here, and I'm a member of the Planning Commission for the city and for the county. Mm-hmm. That is lightning in a bottle. If you get a planning commission that says, hey, this is what we want to do, and you've got a city council or a county board that goes along with it and finds a way to get the grocery shop, because basically the Planning Commission comes up with the grocery list. It's the council and the county board that buy the products on that grocery list. But if you get the two working together, good things can happen. There's a lot of potential.
Two words you need to know. Private, public.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I'm going to throw in the third word, partnership.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes to get things done now. You have to have that private-public partnership. And in that planning process, you pull in your public, your mm-hmm. government, your city, your county. And you bring in the people
mm-hmm.
Because you have to have a support base beyond just, you know, your city, and you have to have the city support or the county support in many in situations,
right,
to help with some of these bigger issues in the community. And I think when you can connect those dots, mm-hmm, and you can bring the people together and go through a process of planning, and that is the most important, you know, step, is to sit down and really, you know, assess your needs, assess what you've got, then you can start to plot a course. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's not easy to do that. But once you have a goal in sight, then you can all start to work together, mm-hmm, to fit those pieces together.
And be prepared for battle, because
setbacks.
And like what we were talking about before we went on the air, probably the worst word, especially to mention in Montgomery County or even anywhere, change. And if things change, and I'll admit it, if certain things aren't done the way I'm used to, and it's off kilter, I'm off my game. I'm like,
And here's the beautiful thing about Frank's story is it's change, but it's still tradition. They made a change and they made a plan, but they went back and they looked at the traditions of their town, and mm-hmm, they honored, mm-hmm, that past and honored that tradition. And they said, this is something that, you know, we can not only honor, but we can use to help promote our community. And so there was change, mm-hmm, but it was still saying we honor our community's unique past.
Absolutely. And there's, if you look locally in Montgomery County, and I'm not going to speak off the cuff here because on an upcoming forum program, which is another show that I do, Roy Hurdle is our guest. Okay. And he was promoting the Waterline Project, mm-hmm, which he unveiled to the county board at their last meeting. If IEMA and all work, mm-hmm, together and this comes to fruition, that's going to be a godsend for this county. Because he brought up the point. Springfield's got over 110,000. They've got one water plant that operates the whole city. You've got two big water plants that are operating a county or two cities, but could operate a county that has 30,000. I mean, there's a lot up in the air in this, and there's a lot of potential. Now, I don't know what can be said about it, but, I mean, he kind of brought it up on the last program, so.
Well, I think it's encouraging that you have people looking at what can we do to help, mm-hmm, you know, provide a better business environment. What infrastructure needs do we have? I think it's good that, you know, that discussion's happening. Mm-hmm. And how can we provide those essential services needs to businesses that would like to locate here, as well as to our citizens?
Right.
What can we do to strengthen ourselves, our communities, and our region?
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, too, about that project, the county is taking the lead, and I'm not saying they're forcing Hillsborough and Litchfield to work together, but it's kind of making the two cities work together to make this a reality. And if this comes true, what a notch right there. So, but the summit is coming up, and this just seems like a great opportunity just to learn a little bit. If you're a mayor of a small town like Witt or Irving or Donaldson or what, yeah, mm-hmm,
or any of our great small
this
communities,
should get the engines fired up and the creative juices flowing.
Most definitely. And you know, that's what's why we also sort of put in that networking time, is so that, because we invite, I mean, it's really open to anyone, so it's, mm-hmm, a free event, anyone can come. We just ask that you register ahead of time by Thursday, October 9th. I should probably mention that. Mm-hmm. Registration is required. You can do that by calling the Extension office at 217-532-3941 or going online to Extension's website, which is web.extension.illinois.edu/CJMM.
Or just Google Montgomery County Extension.
Thank you, Terry.
Because it's a long URL. Yeah. But again, it is October 23rd at 6 p.m., but we would really like for you to RSVP by October 9th so we have enough food to feed you and some materials that we can send home with you.
Yeah. Food to feed you? We got Milana's Catering?
No, listen. You have to understand, feed them and they will come.
Absolutely.
But no, I'd love to see the,
yeah.
I mean, it's true.
Tobin's coming now.
I saw that look in his eye.
Like, oh, well, now
we all come. Let's see what's on the 23rd.
It's a Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Come on, Tobin.
I may be there.
But honestly, I hope people come because it's a great opportunity. the idea, the actual word summit means to come together. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking of Farmersville and their opera house, and that's kind mm-hmm. of a fun, a neat idea. And Raymond and Witt and Nokomis and Irving and Donaldson and Hillsborough and Litchfield. I want us all there. Mm-hmm. I want us, and I don't want just the mayors. We want the mayors, of course, but we want the different people who represent many different parts of their community, mm-hmm. The private citizen, the person from the civic organizations, mm-hmm. the people from the schools. We all are stakeholders in this community, and
absolutely.
We really need to hear from each other, because a really good plan takes from everyone in the community.
Absolutely. And it's time that people start showing that they care, and I think a lot of people do care, mm-hmm. but they don't know how to show it or what
they don't know what to do.
To do. Yeah. Yes.
And so come to the summit and let's network together. Let's hear Frank's story and then let's start working together. How can we build a plan?
And this will be at Lincoln Land Community College. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming the auditorium
yep.
building?
Yep, in the auditorium.
So you've got plenty of space to work with. If they use that one room I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
with
we
the stage
actually
in that.
The networking part will be in the multi-purpose room, so that's when you walk straight in those doors
right,
of the second
right
building.
Right next to it, right.
So we'll actually have some of our different sponsors are going to have tables up, so you can kind of learn about them. Or for example, I'll use MCDC. We're going to have a table, so maybe if you have questions about organization, you can come talk to us.
Mm-hmm. And Extension's going to have a table, and we're going to have a lot of materials out there that different community leaders would find of interest.
Okay.
And our other sponsors as well will have tables too, so we're just using ourselves as examples. But so we're going to have that, and then we'll have food in there, and so that's sort of the networking will go.
Okay.
And then when it's time for the speaker, we'll move into the auditorium, and we'll have that set up for everyone to listen. And Frank's got some pretty neat pictures that come along with his presentation. I talk about him he's like, Frank, I should be more formal, but
I understand he's Mayor Frank. That's how everybody knows him as.
You know? So that's sort of how he goes by. But so then we'll move into the auditorium and we'll have the speaker. And
his speech should be about 30 minutes to an hour, maybe?
Roughly. About 45 minutes,
and
maybe.
And then there'll be a period of time where people can ask questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a nice full day of activity, and that's going to be on October 23rd, starting at 6 o'clock, and that's at Lincoln Land Community College in the auditorium. I can't think of the name. They just put a name on there.
I don't know.
Charles Long, maybe? I can't think of that.
Oh, yeah. It has a name now.
It has a name now. But I'm sure
I'll
get a phone call, but it's just one of those things that's escaped my mind. But it's in the auditorium at Lincoln Land Community College. Registration is by October 9th, and they can call mm-hmm. you at the
– Actually, call the extension office.
Call the extension office.
Mm-hmm. 532-3941, or go online, Google Montgomery County Extension, and you'll see us. We're right up on one of the main pictures, the summit. Click on it and register.
Okay. Don't get confused with Montgomery, Alabama, or Montgomery, Missouri, or
No. We're the best.
Okay. What we've got a couple of minutes left to go on the program here. What else is going on with the Development Corporation, Lindsay?
We're just working through the Eagles Inc. project. We briefly mentioned already today. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of flowing along nicely. We've got some workforce things that we're looking at, working on, workforce development-wise. And so I'm trying to think. We've got our videos that we do.
Those are great.
Always Sunny in Montgomery County.
Yeah, we partner with the Journal News on those.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Kyle do the ice cream challenge?
Yeah, so actually,
that.
One of our videos.
That's not the name of it. I can't think if they've got.
It's the headache challenge.
The headache. Okay.
Yeah, so I can talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
So I'll explain the video. It's called It's Always Sunny in Montgomery County. It's a partnership between the MCDC and the Journal News, and we sort of highlight different area things around the area that you can do. So one month we did the summer concert series. We did the headache challenge. We've done the Hillsborough golf course. We just recently went to the BRS Baseball Museum, which will be coming out. But in the headache challenge, Kyle Hirschelman, the sports editor of the Journal News, and my husband took on the challenge. You have he is a trooper. Take one for the team. So you get 30 minutes to finish 12 scoops of ice cream, whipped cream, which comes with whipped cream.
You have nuts, to see the video, people.
Fudge and caramel. I know I'm missing something. And there's something else on there.
It's
and
like a fishbowl. It's just enormous.
Huge. Like, you know those, like, cake bowls that you, like, put, like, mm-hmm. angel food cake yeah, stuff yeah. in? That's what it looks like. And the video shows it. And it's huge. So you really should. They're actually on the Journal News website. So you should go watch that video.
Okay.
And they finished
or
it.
Or Google it on YouTube. You probably can find it on YouTube.
They both finished it.
Wow.
How, I don't know. But
they're
they did.
Pretty bad by the end of it.
But they did it. And so, actually, you can go to Ice Cream Man in Litchfield. That's where, mm-hmm. where you do the headache challenge.
Right, right.
You have the 30 minutes. If you finish, here's the fun part. If you finish in under 30 minutes,
you
it's
get
free.
A shirt.
Well, it's free.
Oh.
Otherwise,
okay.
It's you not. Do have to pay. So there is a financial incentive to finish. So
that's
yeah.
why Neil finished.
Yes, but yeah.
What's next? Are they going to go to Gianni's and take on the
no,
Sicilian
the
challenge?
The one they just filmed, I hear it's going to be a pretty good one.
Yeah, the one we just filmed is going to be pretty good, but I'll wait for the video to come out before I spoil what happens in that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you have to just
wait. No.
I can't spoil the video.
I don't even know what happened, but I heard it's
I was
good.
There, but I can't spoil the video until the video's
was
released.
Was this an eating challenge?
I'm not saying anything.
You'll just have to keep
You'll have to watch for the fourth video.
You'll have to watch for the next video.
You just went from a full trailer to a 20-second.
I know.
With a graphic. I mean, you can't tease
me
like this.
It's what I do.
And in the U of I Extension office, everything's moving and shaking over there?
Yeah, it's going great. We are now in the unit, which is four counties fully staffed.
Mm-hmm.
We added two more staff people to Christian County. But here in Montgomery County, we added a new nutrition and wellness educator. Her name is Lisa Peterson, and she does
follow
serve
ice
all
cream
four.
With nutrition and wellness.
Yeah, Lisa, perfect, right?
Lisa wow. would tell you that it's okay in moderation, but she does serve us all four
ice
counties.
Cream town? Okay, yeah, that's
and
moderation.
And she is from Minnesota, not from Wisconsin, but she's heard of this town, and so while we're up in the Great White North.
Okay. Terry, Lindsay, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you again for coming in. Oh,
thanks for having us.
That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, it was Lindsay Wagahoff, and from the U of I Extension Office, Terry Miller. Coming up next week, ironically enough, we were talking about Lincoln Land Community College. The girls from Lincoln Land will be here next week, so stay tuned for that. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.